Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College, our focus this morning. Often we talk about Germana programs and what they're going to do. This morning we're going to talk about just, we're going to hear some people impacted by a Germana program. And we're going to get into and introduce you to everyone in just a second. Tina Lance is here, the Dean of Workforce Development at Germana. Tina, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Ted. Good to be back.
We have a full studio of people that really are a Germana story. And we're going to let them tell the story. But I'll let you sort of set things up because it's an international kind of story.
Absolutely, Ted. You know, we have many, many students that come to Germana. And back in 2019, when I was teaching economics and business courses, one of my students was Babu Bar. And when he came in, it was really interesting because, you know, he's very engaged and conversational. And part of the interaction that we had was just talking about the years that he had been coming to Germana, taking many different courses, from the business courses, automotive courses, CDL, and he had all these credits, and how, you know, we needed to sit down and really put them together to get him a degree. And so just listening to his story is really a story about perseverance, a story about, you know, continuing the education to get him where he really wanted to go. And it's just been really a pleasure watching him bloom and blossom in his dream of becoming a business owner.
And what's so exciting to me about this, Tina, and in thinking about this in the last couple of days, is we really do. We talk a lot about these programs, always in this is what you can do, and you can do this, and you can do this. To actually hear from people impacted by this, and I'm sure for you to be able to see it just kind of play out, is this is what you do this for.
Absolutely. It's the intrinsic value that really just warms your heart, and you go home saying, this is why I do what I do.
Yeah. Babu, thanks for coming in. Welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you for inviting us.
Tell us a little bit about your story, where you came from and how you ended up in this area.
So I never, ever thought about America at all. And when I graduated from high school, then did electrical engineering in my country. I'm from Punjab, India.
Mm-hmm.
So then I joined the Army. I was in the Indian Army for 6 years. So after 6 years, I came to the United States, 1995. So I hardly have any money when I came here. So I'm applying for jobs everywhere. I applied for like maybe 30 places. The first place I applied for a job, and when I filled out an application, I have all my degrees, diplomas from the Army, everything packed full, so nobody ever looked at it. So then she took the application, one of the system manager, and threw the application in the trash right in front of my eyes.
Really?
And she made the comment, say, hey, you know, we don't hire any foreigners. So I didn't make any comment, so I just kept on going. And a week later, I went back to the same place, and a manager was looking for me because I didn't have no phone, nothing. She couldn't get in touch with me. The next door, one guy I knew by coming there all the time, and he said, the manager was looking for you. So he took me to the next door, and I went to the manager. The manager said, you know, I was looking for you, but I couldn't get in touch with you. So I'm going to hire you. She brought me to that assistant manager. She said, hey, I'm going to hire this man, and you're going to train him.
Mm.
She said a couple of times, no, I'm not. She said, yes, you are. Then they scheduled me to work a night shift so that, you know, slow, that she can train me better. I was supposed to be there at 10, but I came there at 9:30. And from 9:30 to 1 o'clock, she didn't say a word. She didn't talk to me at all.
So you just sat there?
I just stand there to look at her, and that's it. So after 1 o'clock, she started talking a little bit. By 6 o'clock, I think with that conversation we had, some of the doubts she had probably in her mind, they got a little bit clear. And then later on, she became the best trainer, trained me, and now 28 years later, we are very best friend.
How about that story in itself, we could do a whole show on.
Yeah, so it was very helpful. And she can, you know, she's an amazing person. Then she tells other people too, hey, whatever perception she had about other people, and that's completely changed her style or change of thinking.
Isn't that interesting? If you encountered other, I'm sure if you've encountered that, I'm sure you've encountered other times.
Oh,
then.
We did several times. It happens because, you know, then I started the job at another place over there. I applied, and I was used to go over there every day, and then anyone hired me. And one of the managers over there said, hey, you know what? You guys need to give him a chance. So that man comes there every day, and he got all experience and everything, and he can help us. Then finally, they gave me a chance. So they gave me a chance, so then they treated me really, you know, kind of like I don't belong to them. And then I said, I had a commitment, my personal commitment to say, I'm here to succeed. I want to do something in life.
Yeah.
I don't have anything. I'm starting with the ground zero. So I need to, all the degrees and stuff I have, I put them in a safe. For 28 years since, I haven't looked at them. I said, you know what? They have no value for me that time. And now nobody even look at them. Hmm. So I'm not even going to look at them. Because I'm going to start everything from the ground zero.
Wow, to be able to do that.
Yeah. So then, and that same company, when I worked there, so I had a very good growth. I became assistant manager, store manager, district manager, general manager, and I became vice president. I worked there for 23 years. So then, you know, and then 2015, all my siblings, elder to me, they came to the United States. So they came, all 20 people came in one flight, one day. So when they came here, so my plan was that they can come one family at a time so I can make them adjust them. But once they get the visa, they don't want to stay there. So they will all come one. They want to come in the same day. So now myself, my wife, I have two kids. We have German Shepherd. My mother-in-law was here, plus other 20 people came. So we have 26 what? People living in the same house.
Oh, my.
But I live in a very good neighborhood, very good people, because I lived there for a long time. And the 26 people, they stayed in the house for 6 months. So then I got, you know, whoever could work, I got them job within 1 month. I had some good relationship with the people, you know. And then they start working. Then I got them to rent the house and everything. So then they moved to their houses. So then now every one of them bought their own house. They own the business with us. So we are together.
What a story. This is the makings of a movie. This is in a book for sure. We need to take a quick break and come back, because we also have John and Muhammad. They're gonna are gonna fit into this story too. Terrific story, and we'll tie it all in with Germanic Community College. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun. Visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Germanic Community College, and really a terrific story, and tying it all in with workforce development this morning. Tina Lance here, Babu is here, and also John and Muhammad here to tell the story. So Babu, just to continue on with your story, You've now got family over here. How did you get tied in, or how did you find Germanic Community College?
So, when I was a store manager, but I said, you know, in order for me to be a very successful, I need some management skills. I need some leadership skills. So I joined Germana in 1999. So I started taking the business classes that time. And whatever I learned from the classes, I apply at the job. And they were working out so good. So because I built a lot of confidence in those things when I go there and come back. So my schedule was first like 3 years or 4 years, I'm working 7 days a week from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock every single day without a failure. So wherever I have a spot, I have 2 days dedicated, a Tuesday and Thursday evening, I go to the college. I'm taking the evening classes, 6 o'clock to 9:30. And that's what I'm bringing back. I took some accounting classes because I have some responsibility as a manager, so some accounting and all the stuff. So that way, that helping me, the accounting classes helping me for that also. So I always, then I made a commitment. I said, you know what, every semester I'm going to take one or two classes. Could be a 3 credit, it could be a 6 credits. So that, then of course I was getting promoted to going through the ranks, promoting to the other, you know, the assignments. Then Germana, I was continuing with them. Then I had a couple of years break when I got married, I have kids, and a couple of years break. And I said, no, you know, I need to get it back again. So I don't like gossiping to people. You know, I always listen to the motivational speakers. I attended a lot of motivational speeches wherever they are. We go there to attend those classes and stuff. Then Germana played the major role. So when my family came in 2015, so they all need to get a license. When they need to get a license, so they're going to the DMV, they fill in the test 2-3 times, and then I had to pay the money for that, you know, and mm-hmm. they're not earning at that point. Then I said, you know what, why don't we open our own school? So then I called the DMV headquarters, hey, what are the requirements for that? He said, oh, you got to have English 111, 112, and you got to have those things. I said, hold on 1 second. I took those classes back in 99 or 2000. Then I sent my transcript to the DMV headquarters. They said, oh, you're good to go. You just need to take EDU-1 and EDU-2. That's EDU-114 and 214.
Yeah.
And you will be good to go. So I joined for that. If that was not a Germana, if I didn't take those classes that time, there's no way I'll be in this business. Because at this time, I will think over there, you know, hey, I'm not going to go over there, take a placement test. I'm not going to take those classes. So that Germana is the major point which built everything for me. So I did those classes. Then 2016, when we opened up a 2020 driving school. At that time, we didn't put much thoughts into it. I said, how will do? Because I was a vice president to another company.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have much time. I said, let's just start with the, then whoever my teacher was, but for the Germana, and he worked for the Stafford County. But then I asked him, I said, hey, I'm here to learn and open a business, and I wanted you to be with me. He said, no problem, I'll work with you. So he became instructor with us. So we have only one instructor and me only. In 2017, and we rented the space on Lafayette Boulevard. That was like a room about this size room. And my daughter came over there, said, Dad, if people call and everything, how are you guys going to answer the calls and stuff? I said, I haven't put too much thoughts into it. So I said, we're going to do it. So then, of course, we can move to the other place. Business start booming. Every day, you know, every month we are hiring instructor, we're buying another car, we're hiring the instructor, buying the car. So then right now we have about 18 cars on the road, and we have about 24 instructors certified. We are the largest one in the nation. It's cool. So nobody had that many instructors.
Really?
Yeah, when DMV gets the paper for renewals, and it says, hey, Babu, you got too many people. So you guys going to take us time to get them their certification to you. So we have 24 instructors. Even all the ladies work at the office. And during the COVID, they were sitting at home. I said, you're not going to sit at home idle. We're going to pay for it. We're going to get you certified and all these things. And we got them certified. They took the Germana classes online and got them certified, and they can do multiple things. They can teach the class, they can do all those things why they are working. So that's kind of cross-trained them. So that's why I go back to the Germana. If Germana didn't help me, I will never get in the business. So now after that, we open our 2020 CDL driving school. But back then, go back a little bit, in 2018, my family, my nephew and my brothers, they got the CDL license. They went to California to get a license. So they, 6-7 of them went there, and I give them a credit card. Next time I see it, they are over $24,000-$25,000. They're using all the credit cards, you know? So I'm the one who end up paying for it. I said, why don't we open up the CDL school here? That's why we did open up a CDL. Then they, once they got licensed, they want to open up the trucking business. I said, you know, you guys need to work 6-7 months for somebody first. Learn the business before we do that. They said, no, we want to do it. And back in March, that's why I went to the company and I had a meeting with them and said, hey, I'm going to start the business with my own business with my family. So now I need to leave the company. They said, you know what? They paid me 11 month, but it was in February, 11 month severance package, full pay.
Wow.
So we said, you did so good for the company and everything, and so we're going to pay you 11 month salary. So which even more helped me out, because now I have my bills getting paid. That gave me time to really work, focus on the business, and get that business up the ground. So we bought two trucks in March 2018. Then we bought two more. So now we have 30 plus trucks. But we go from here to California and back, do all the freight. So then, of course, we have the CDL. So we are helping out a lot of people.
Thank goodness that when you were first told, I'm not interested in hiring you and get out of here, basically, that you didn't, that you didn't lose hope.
That doesn't bother me because I love helping. When I come back in the 96, when I bought the first car, so I had to pay 27% interest rate. They say, hey, bring somebody to co-sign. Nobody wants to co-sign for me because
no.
I don't have anybody.
Yeah.
So and then the lady from the bank used to come there all the time, and I used to talk to her. She said, Bubba, you got to get the car. You got to get something to get a loan on your name to build a credit. So I have no idea what the credit means. I guess the more you owe, better the credit is. So that's why she said, you got to borrow some money. So that's why I bought the car. So then I paid off. And I had to pay the interest first, then the principal. So $4,000 car cost me $8,000.
Mm.
So that helped me to build it. And during the life, I help out so many people. I like helping 30 to 40% of my time. I love helping the people. So I signed up like 30 plus cars. I co-signed myself. I co-signed the house for my friend. So he was going through the bad time, and I co-signed the house for him so he can pay the debts, everything. So hey, God's with you. When you do some good for the people, and he's going to turn around and going to do good for you. So anytime I need something, I say, good Lord, help me out, and he's there for me. So it works out pretty good.
What a story. I've got so many questions for you. Tina, I've never seen you smile so much, and we're going to, in the next segment, I want to come back to you. How do John and Muhammad now play into this story?
So when we open up the CDL school, so we have, even with the regular school, we have diversification. We have instructors speak Punjabi, Hindi, Urdu, Arabic, French, Spanish, English, all the different languages, Dari, they all speak different languages. But people come from all over the world and they need to get a license. So we help them. You know, we help them to get the license. We help them translate and everything. So when we open up the CDL school, same thing, all the people coming from India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, they're coming to the country. So now the new students coming, you know, whoever they help out the U.S. forces, now they're back here with the family. They need to get their life better. They need to get going. So I'm saying, hey, if we can help them, that would be a great, you know, and if we can put a smile on somebody's face. So now those people need help. They don't speak much English. And then we hired John and Muhammad. They are dedicated instructors to help out, especially the Afghanistan students who need help with the language. You know, Muhammad does teach them from alphabetical, ABC. So they can do the pre-trip inspection. They can do every single thing. Then John go over there in the field over there teaching them the maneuvers and everything, take them on the road. Teach them the road skills. Those people are very good on the road and the maneuvers because they drove the trucks and stuff with the service there.
Okay.
But they do need help with getting the learner's permit and getting their pre-trip inspection. So that's why we play the role over there. And we have every month 15, 20 students come to us and we help them out to get a license. And you can believe over there, the day they get the license, you could see the smile. That has all the value. You know, you help somebody out, mm-hmm. and that license is going to go there more than a master's degree they have now. Because when they're going to go out and they're going to buy their work for somebody, then they buy their own trucks. I know our own students, we have 15 some students, we hire our own students. We We have 15 some drivers. Our drivers, they were our students, and some of them, they already bought their trucks, and we help them out. You know, we buy the trucks, at least to own to them, and their owner operator working with us. The things working out pretty good for, you know, that when you help out those people, it works pretty good.
Mohammed, with what you're doing, what a great feeling that must be to be able to teach them, you know, help them with the language.
Definitely, it's a great pleasure, especially working with Babu as an instructor in a 2020 CDL. And we do help those newcomer Afghan that they come to the United States. They help the Afghan or U.S. forces back in Afghanistan. We do help them. They have no clue about English. They're just starting really basically. And when we're doing the pre-trip, the most important thing and getting the CDL license is the pre-trip. As Babu said, they do know how to drive, because in Afghanistan they drive the tractor and trailer, and they work on the farm. So they do know how to drive a tractor and trailer. But the most hard part is for them is a pre-trip. And I'm dedicated to that. And we spend like 4 hours a day with them in the class to teach them to pronounce the pronunciation of the words and show them. And after lunch, we normally take them to the yard and show the part, where the parts are and how do you need to explain it. So we do that stuff.
That's pretty. I mean, what you're doing, both of you. I mean, that's what an important role you're playing.
It is. It's really important in helping the people, and especially what we've been through from past years and half, and what's going on back in Afghanistan, the family, the problem that we have, and we are so happy to help these people so they can support their family and they can support their family back in Afghanistan as well.
John, for you too. I mean, we should talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm one of the instructor, and my name is John. And when the student come from the classes, I show them maneuver. And I know most of them from Afghanistan, so they don't speak well, and they're saying how we can get the license, because I'm a little bit thinking, will I get a license? I said, yeah, of course. Look at me, I got the license, so I convince them a lot. So they're saying, okay, yeah. I don't think so. I said, you get it. You can get it. Now they got the license. They're so happy where they're alive. And they called me. Last night, one of my friend called me because he told me, thank you so much for convincing me, because now I make good money. My life is happy. My family is happy. Back in Afghanistan, they send money to their families because they need it. And they're happy as well, which is very good achievement for them. So I was feeling last night very well, very well, because what I heard from one of my students, and he said thanks from everyone, and thanks from the 2020 CDL that they provide the course for us very close to our neighborhood, which is great.
Well, and people can look at both of you and just say, I'm sure in all cases when you're feeling down and I'm not gonna make it, that you both can just say, you know, we've done it, we're going to help you.
Especially like we have the people that they're coming, like we have 8 to 10 or 9 people of the group that come and they sit in the class. First few days when they see the word pronunciation, they say like, it's impossible for me, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And then I just try to convince them, so like we had a group, even they don't speak a word of English, and now they got their license like in a 3 week to 4 week. And we convince them, we work with them. After a day or two, then they just like, oh, this stuff is easy. We make like a recording for them, mm-hmm. translate the words so they know what we're talking about, and showing them the practical is stand there on top of them and showing like, okay, this is that, how are you gonna explain it? But I mean, after a day or two, they just like get a little bit calmed down and they can get the license. I mean, we had a group of students that they never been to the school. They were completely illiterate. And they got their license within three and a half week. I mean, three and a half weeks? Yes, sir, they did. And they didn't speak the word of English. And they memorized the whole pre-trip, which in DME gave like 45 minute time for a pre-trip, to do the pre-trip in a DME. And we had the students in the beginning, it was taking them almost 35 minutes just for the part A. At the end of the time, when they were ready, they went to the DME, they could do the whole truck in a 25 minute. the whole truck in 25 minutes plus the in cab and everything. It take like 10 more minutes, 35 minutes.
You guys are good. You guys are real good. We need to take a quick break. We're going to continue on this conversation this morning. Germana Community College, our focus more on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:33.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Germana Community College, our focus this morning, kind of, and just there's a whole lot of focuses this morning. Babu and his CDL driving school and the instructors and just what a great story. Tina Lance, the Dean of Workforce Development at Germana. I said a few minutes ago, Tina, you've just been smiling the whole time. This is a great story, and to see it play out, just because you and I have had these conversations about programs in Germana and what you can do. There's so many things. There's just so many things we can talk about. It's hard to know where to start, but this is what we talk about.
Absolutely, Ted. When you think about it, that's what we do at Germana.
Mm-hmm.
Is we offer different courses, different programs, different curriculum for people to come and pursue whatever their dream happens to be. And I think it was really interesting, as Babu mentioned, that the courses he took early on, he took English 111, English 112, not at that point in time to really open a CDL business or a driving school. However, what he realized is years later, those courses benefited him.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that education does is, you know, as you take and continue to be a lifelong learner, it continues to give back to you individually and to your community as you share. So you never know when you're taking one particular course what that will do for you in your life down the road.
Exactly. I thought that same thing. And I thought in his case, not to be to the point of why am I taking this?
Right.
I've done this before. And again, you never know. Sometimes if that's what's put in front of you and you're told this is what you need to do, put your head down and do it.
Right. And I think that's with many of our students. It's do I need to take that?
Yeah,
right?
And I would like to add something to it, because I have been to Germana so many years, and not like 1 year, it took been there 20 years. And every time you go over there, talk to any counselor, any staff member, anybody, when I met Tina Lance, and they take the things personally. They want to help. They're good. They're going there out of the way. So Tina grabbed the papers over there. She had the papers all over her desk over there. Let's go from here. Let's go there. You can do this one. Hey, you might have to do six more classes. I say, whatever you tell me, whatever we need to do, I'll do it. So that's encourage the students. So when you're feeling like over there, it's not like a punishment. You're going to school or college. You're going over there because those people welcome you. That plays the major role. And Ms. Tina Lance and their staff over there, they do a tremendous job on that part over there to help the students.
Yeah, no, you've told the stories, and so many things come together. And I'm sure, Tina, as you hear the story and see, who knows where this ends up?
Absolutely. You never know, because Babu, Muhammad, John, all of the other instructors, all of the other students are all going down their individual career path. And so you never know where any of them will continue their education or continue their path that ultimately impacts our community. And that's what it's all about, is making a difference in people's lives.
Yes, as Tina, she said, I have over 5 experience as SQL Server DBA. I start classes in Washington, D.C. I go part-time there, so I study database administrator. So I work with the 2020 CDL, plus I do my part-time school, go to school. And I also study in 2017, went to for Germana. I was a student, one of the students from Germana as well, which I love it. and was because of I was so busy. My child was born that time, so I was busy. That time I quit it, but I'm planning to go back to Germana.
Perfect. That's very good, John. Yeah. And look at that way. You know, it's this country, this land of opportunities. You can do anything you want. You can buy anything you want. It's all with your dedication and your work ethics. So back in 95, I was looking for a job. Now, with the blessing, we employ about 80 people. You know? Mm. So there we have some 24-some instructors over there, 6-7 people working in the office, 10-12 CDL instructors, 40-some drivers over there, CDL drivers we have. Then what a great honor to, you know, give back to the community, help them out. You know, so you know the education definitely plays a major role. If I haven't done those classes with the Germana, I'll probably still working for other company.
Right, yeah. And you're providing so much hope for others back in, you know, overseas, whether it's Afghanistan or where, you know, where you're pulling some from people from.
Yeah, even those students comes in and they say, I speak this language, so I don't have I can't get that past this course. So, like I say, we have an instructor speak different language, and we will do is we do a one-on-one class with them. I tell them that it's not about the money, it's about how we can help somebody. So then we do a one-on-one class with them, like now Muhammad doing with them training them the pre-trip part. So we teach them whatever language they speak, we work with them for that language. And at the end of the day, when those students get the license, that plays a lot of value on.
No, exactly. I was just going to say that this is so much more of it is a story, Babu, of your perseverance, but that continues to grow now. And all of these people, you know, John and Muhammad, that you guys are helping to train. They're taking the same direction you guys both are.
Yes, I have asked from many students why they're telling me why you're not gonna go on the road to make more money. I said no, I'm happy to work as an instructor in the 2020 CDL. So because I know my county people, they need help because some of them, they don't know how to pronounce the word. They need to mm-hmm. we need them to help. So I'm saying I'm happy here. And I want to help those people who come from Afghanistan during the evacuation. I saw on the TV when I was here, so I saw that situation. So I said, no, I'm going to help until you guys, then I will, because the reason, and also I'm not going because my kid is so small right now. So they need me to stay at home because my wife, she doesn't speak well. So I help my family as well.
It's a great honor. I did the same thing years. People will tell me, my coworkers, hey, why are you sending the money back home? I say, because I'm helping 20 plus people back in my country. If one person, that's me, working hard over there, go through the pain, but when I can help the 20 people back over there, and it's just to put a smile on my face over there because I'm helping somebody. And at that same token, we don't ask anything in return because, you know, when you're helping somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had several incidents over there where we help somebody out and somebody wants to give me some gift or something. I said, nope, I don't take no tip, don't want to do anything. Mm. Years of my life over there, I don't even drink bottled water from anybody, you know, anything. I say, what do you want to do? I help you help people when somebody needs help. Help somebody else out. You know, that will be your reward for me. Yep, you're going to go over there and help somebody out. That's why I tell my kids in the morning, every day, week, I talk to them, hey, think about over there when you're going to school, if you can help somebody. Help any student over there. Help the teacher over there. Help anything you can do. Help somebody. So that's, I think, when we have that attitude in mind, you know, attitude, say, hey, we are here to help. You automatically create that kind of culture. So, you know, every employee look at you, family member look at you, kids look at you, hey, then, you know, he's helping them, and then how he feels about it, that's what we should do the same.
Well, and Babu, you're not only you're bringing people here, giving them, and you're by giving them a skill, they're not just having to try to get along. They're able to thrive, and in probably some cases able to send money home too.
Yeah, of course that's what they're doing over there. So we see them when they earn, they have good earnings. They could buy their own truck, their own operators, or they have good jobs. As soon as they come out, people with a master's degree, they might have to look for a job. But CDL drivers over there, when they are in training, mm-hmm. they already have job alignment. They already have. And then sometime I go to the yard, and when they have the class over there, I pop in the class over there. So then I see that, I look at the people, I say, God, hey, I'm going to tell you something. And then I tell them a few things about myself. I say, guys, if I can do it with no sport, I was the only one.
Yeah.
You guys can do it. We are providing the sport. We are helping you. Everybody want to help you. You know, I wish I said somebody was there for me for 20-30 years ago, say, hey, go ahead, do this way. You know? So guide me some different direction. I could be doing something different. Maybe not. Who knows? But that's why, so all the experience from the service, education through the college, Germania College, especially because of, for me, definitely, and like John said, for him also, that it's not only helped by the individual, it's helping the family,
yeah,
and helping the coworkers, and that plays a major role.
Well, in the fact that you had some education and some experience back in India, and were willing to do whatever you had to do here. And to overcome some of the prejudices that you had to deal with.
I will never say that any project comes in, could be fixing the toilet, could be doing anything, sweeping the floor. I never say no to anything. I always say yes. Can you do it? Of course. If I don't know, they're going to show me the right way.
Yeah.
You know, I will always have can-do attitude. I can do it. Let's do it. Let's figure out the way. So, you know, and it happens.
So have you thought about what's next? You don't seem that, I mean, you. This just seems to just keep growing.
So what we doing over there, is I have a kind of like a vision. I want to put everything in one place. Right now, what we're doing is a couple of weeks ago, we just broke the ground in one facility. I want to have the state-of-the-art facility there where there's a one-stop shop. So we're going to have a CDL training yard. Then we're going to have a DMB requires one their third-party testing. They will allow us to do a third-party testing.
Okay.
So we're going to make a pad, just like a helicopter pad over there. We're going to have a pad over there for TMV testing. Then a training next to it. Then, of course, we're going to build a workshop there, truck repair workshop. Then our office is going to be there, same place. So we do pretty much starting from a training, from a regular license to the CDL license. We hire them as truck driver. Over there with the company, they can become owner-operator with us. We do our own dispatch. And then with the electronic logbook, we do have our own electronic logbook. So today we have helping out the truck drivers over there on the electronic logbook. And if they want to eat good food, we own the Indian restaurant also, the Taj Indian restaurant.
Oh, you know that.
Hey, go there. So you can enjoy some good food also.
You are quite the entrepreneur.
Yeah, so everything's there.
So this is what? Well, this is all off. Is this Lafayette Boulevard?
Yeah, this is not on Lafayette Boulevard. It's on right now. Our office is on the Plank Road.
Oh, okay.
You buy the batteries plus.
Oh yeah.
On the Westwood office.
Yeah.
And then we have a yard, a training yard. It's in an industrial park. Then we have another our truck storage, the truck yard, in on Route 17 by the Geico.
Okay.
So then new facility coming in the Bowman Center. And the Bowman Center, that's what the construction is going on right now.
Do you ever take a break? Do you ever breathe?
I do take a break, but I don't like to sit idle.
No, apparently.
So if I'm sitting idle for 1 hour at home, I better find something to do. So that's why I like it. Keep me going. Yeah.
Jaina Muhammad, for you, this has got to be we talk about just being able to help people and to really have. I mean, you've obviously caught Babu's vision too with all of this.
Definitely, yes. Seeing Babu, he's growing, And it gives you an idea, inspire you from the, his positivity. The one thing about I learned, he's helping. If you are in trouble, if you need help, if you need help on any surface, that if he can do it, he will do it. So we are learning that stuff from them and from him, and we try to grow. And my plan was to go to community college. It was my big dream to go to community college. But unfortunately, I was stuck with some family problems and back in Afghanistan and plus here. So I got busy doing other stuff, and just the college got a little bit outside from me. But it's still my dream. And I'm still planning for that one, to go to the community college. I went there a few times, tried to get the more information and stuff so I can get enrolled in that Jamani Community College. But unfortunately, I got back holed up from some of the family problems that I had, and I haven't got a chance to go there. But I still have a hope and plan to go to the community college and do that stuff. And here in the 2020 CDL schools, helping, if you help someone, if you see that cute smile on their face, that gives you a lot of energy, and which we get a lot in the yard. Like every, we have 3 test dates with a DME in a week. When the people pass, personally, the people that you spend more time, the day before they go to test, they take your number. As soon as they pass, they just call you or text you, and they have that smile and laughing on their face.
Yep.
And some of them are like, if they live close, and they stop by and bring the treat in the yard and give it to everybody in the yard. And that's the best moment right there, like that's the sweet spot right there. And they just stop there and give us a smile and give the other students a smile and give the hope to everybody. Like, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And we had those people, that the last group, they couldn't speak a word of English the day one. And Babu gave them lecture like almost like 20 minutes. And we went through about everything, and they were still like hesitating. Then me, John, and other instructors, we are Afghan. I speak like 3-4 languages.
I was going to ask you how many you can speak.
I speak like 3-4 Pashto, Dari, English, and Urdu. Or Hindi, Urdu is pretty much the same, but I get confused a little bit in it. But I mean, I do understand on that one. So we go through all those stuff and teaching them. Like, we get if you come to the 2020 CDL, you will see like Mac Salad. It's everybody. Yeah. Everybody is there. Afghan, Pakistani, Indian, American, Iranian, Ethiopian, African. Everybody. I mean, everybody is there. You will see everybody. It's like a mixed salad. So it's everybody's there. We help there, and we try. We are so happy to work in a 2020.
As he said about the last group, that they don't speak any word of English. So we train them a lot. And I told them, two of them to go to take a test. You got good. He said, they were saying, no, I'm not good. They're scared a little bit. I said, you know, it's gonna be a pressure, but it's, you guys are good. You can get that. Two of them, there were 9 people. Two of them, they went to take a test, and both of them passed in a pre-trip. And when they got here, the other seven said, no, we are going as well, because they passed. I can do that as well. So they're too motivated, all of 7 to go. And then they just said, no, I'm gonna go the next one. They said, no, I'm gonna go the next one. So there was some motivation for the other people. So, and when they got here, they're saying, wow, I never believed that I will be passed, but that's a good one. Because they were just saying, I don't think so I will be passed on that test. I said, you can do it, because I saw we test them. We saw you, that you were great here. But it's something going on in your mind, how they're gonna ask the same thing. What we ask from you, they're gonna ask you the same thing. But they're different people. That's right now me, but instructor should be, this examiner should be the other person. But the same thing, what I'm teaching you, what I'm teaching you, that same thing they were gonna ask you. And then when they passed, and they were so happy, and the other 7, they were so happy as well. So that's a good achievement for them. Now they got the license, they are at home, and they're just calling, which is great.
We need to take a quick break and wrap this up. Germanic Community College, our focus this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Unfortunately, we have just about a minute or less than a minute to go. Tina Lance with the Germana Community College. To be able to be part of this, get a hold of Germana. If wherever you're at in life, this is a great story, Tina.
Absolutely, Ted. So if anyone would like more information on the courses or programs that we offer at Germana, they can go to our website, www.germana.edu. They can find us on Facebook, Instagram. Call us at 540-891-3000, and we will be happy to talk with them about all the different credential programs as well as credit programs that we offer so that they can pursue their dream just like Babu has on, you know, making it into whatever career path they would like to go.
Germana.edu. And again, workforce, this has been a great show just to talk about nothing's impossible wherever you're at.
Absolutely, Ted. And thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for bringing all your friends in this morning. Babu, John, and Muhammad, thank you. What an encouraging story. And good luck as you go along. I can't wait to see what continues to happen with all
thank
of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
What a great story. Great story. Germana.edu. Take all your stuff, put it on Tina Lance's desk, and she'll figure it out for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this show this morning and every morning, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.